My name is Hanaknochi. I'm 11 years old, and I just arrived in America with my sister Rosa, who is 13 years old, and my father, Rabbi David Aknochi, who is 33. After my mother died 2-3 years ago, my father decided that we would leave Russia. He is the youngest rabbi in our community, and he thought that we could find a new synagogue and a new community in New York. He told us it was in our nature that Jews have traveled and wandered since the time of Abraham. He pointed to the Tanakh and told us that God had said to Abraham, "Go forth from your land, your birthplace, and your father's home." Well, that's exactly what we did. We arrived last year in 1896. We had first taken a ship to Bremen, Germany, and then took a ship called the H.H. Meyer to New York City. There were 300 passengers on the ship. 16 of them were in first class, and the rest of us were in stewage. I've never seen first class, but my sister Rosa says that it was a place where it wasn't crowded, where people had space of their own. But our voyage across the water was so awful. All the passengers were traveling in one huge compartment filled with bunk beds. We got berths, which were about 6 feet long, but only had a few feet of space to sit up in, and Rosa and I were sharing a bed. Of course, there was even less space in those berths because there was nowhere to store our things. We all had to pile our most prized possessions into the berths with us, and maybe a few pieces of clothing, if we brought any. When we got dinner, we would sit and eat it in our berths, usually bread and some smelly fish, because the meat wasn't kosher. And when people got seasick, they would lean off of the bunk and just vomit onto the floor. When the ship got here to New York, we came to Ellis Island, where we had to wait in long lines for medical examinations, and Father had to take a test to prove that he can read. They had these slips of paper in all different languages, and asked him to take one, and it said, "Stand up, close the door, and sit down again." They just gave it to him and waited to see if he knew what to do. And when they were filling out our papers, they even misspelled our name. But even after the island, we were in New York City. We came to the Lower East Side, where we now live in a tenement house, which is this big building where lots of families live, packed in like sardines. There's so many Orthodox synagogues here. And when we first arrived, my father walked into each one and introduced himself as a rabbi. He can now walk from home to his synagogue. There are also kosher butchers, and there's bakeries, and there are people speaking Yiddish all around. It's just like Russia. When we're living in this Jewish bubble, a weird world of its own. There's so many other families in the building, and sometimes they bring us dinner or ask Father for guidance, and they know that he's raising two daughters alone. There's a woman I think my father will marry soon. Her family lives in the same building and goes to our synagogue. Her family comes for Shabbat dinner sometimes. She works at the garment factory 9 hours every day and sometimes on weekends. But still, her mother sends her to watch Rosa and I when Father is busy in the evenings. Father says that being a Jew, especially a Russian Jew, is about being in a community. But in New York City, communities are crowded buildings filled with nosy neighbors. I miss my mother. I miss Russia. I'm already beginning to forget my mother's face. I'm learning English. I'm becoming American.